We present The Queer Feet, adapted by John Scotney, with Andrew Sachs as Father Brown.
Funny. What are you doing down
here? Oh, you mean young Hector?
Well, you know what they say about the waiters here.
Si, it's much easier to become a member of parliament than a waiter at the Hotel Verdun.
Right. And yet here you are, a waiter, demeaning yourself by talking to a mere dishwasher.
Not just talking, but actually doing some washing up.
What?
Oh, Mr. Lever, he say, you, Giovanni, you clean this special silver. The young Hector, I cannot trust him with it.
What?
He only been here a fortnight anyway. He's American. He's probably bandito.
Ah, get away. Hey, these are amazing.
Mm?
But amazing. They're not pretty, but they are amazing. What incarnation are they?
They are a fish service. You see? Each knife and fork is shaped like a fish.
Oh, yes.
And these pearls.
Those pearls are enormous. But what are they for? Is it some special occasion?
Oh, tonight is dining here a most exclusive English club. Each year for 10 or 15 years, ever since the 1890s, they come here, 12 English gentlemen and aristocrats. They take the whole dining room. They send us their special silver. And what for, you say? To eat the famous fish pie.
What?
Tonight, the annual fish dinner of the club of the 12 true fishermen.
The 12? Oh, come on, I don't believe it.
Yes, the English, the English.
What is it, Giovanni? Are you all right, Giovanni? Giovanni! Hey, help! Help! Mr. Lever, help! Mr. Lever, help!
What's happened?
It's Giovanni!
Oh, no.
He just collapsed!
Oh, loose and he's fallen somewhere.
He's collapsed! Oh, my God, he's collapsed! Oh, my God!
Look, jump to it, Hector.
What?
Get it to the place, lad. It is the money.
Okay, right.
The doctor's addressing. Please have him in the caretaker's office. Tell him it's urgent.
I will!
Mario, get Giovanni upstairs into one of the guest rooms. Give him a brandy and hot water bottle. Right, the rest of you, calm down. Now, since you're all here, I'll go through one more time what happens this evening. First, when the gents arrive, it's customary for you all to be lined up against the back wall of the dining room. Then clear off. Smoothness and silence.
What do you think you're doing? You'll get yourself killed, you will.
Taffy!
Can't you see I'm booked, Gump?
It's a matter of life and death. There's a man dying. I've got to get to a doctor.
That's all right, driver. We'll take this young man to get the doctor, and we'll bring the doctor back with him.
Right you are, Gaff.
Get in.
Gee, thanks, sir.
Now, tell me all about it. What happened?
Is it bad, Doctor?
Very bad, I'm afraid, Mr. Lever. I can't hold out any hope for him. He's asking for a priest.
A priest?
He's a Catholic.
Oh, of course. Oh, Giovanni, why'd you do this to me today of all days? Mario?
Si.
You're a Catholic. Where do I find a priest?
Ego te absolvo peccatis tuis in nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Dear Lord, have mercy on his soul. A doctor?
Yes, Father?
I think...
Yes. Yes, he's gone. A stroke like that, it's probably for the best.
Yes.
You know, Father...
Brown.
Father Brown, I'm willing to bet you never thought you'd see the inside of this place. the most exclusive hotel in London.
Doctor, however exclusive, as you say, a place may be, there is in the world a very aged rioter and demagogue who breaks into the most refined retreats with the dreadful news that all men are brothers. And behold, he rides a pale horse, and his name is...
Death?
Yes. And my trade, like yours, is to follow him wheresoever he goes. That's strange.
What's the matter?
Sometimes one can smell evil, the way a dog smells rats.
And you smell it now?
Not a great evil, but definitely something. Oh, well. Shall we go down? You no doubt have arrangements to make concerning the disposal of the body, and I must see Mr. Lever about something concerning that poor man's soul.
I'm afraid I can't give you very long. My guests will be here in a few minutes.
Oh, dear. Well, it's about...
Giovanni?
Yes. Oh. Yes. He wasn't a bad man, but in his youth he did something in Italy, and I can't break the secrecy of the confessional.
Oh, no.
No, but he begged me to write at once to someone in Italy to at least partly make amends, and I do feel duty-bound to discharge the... So I was wondering if...
Naturally. This is my private inner office. I use it for the more delicate matters.
Oh?
If these walls could only speak, eh? Oh, perhaps better not. Paper, pen, ink.
Oh, that is good.
Yeah, it might be a bit noisy, I'm afraid. This wall is pretty thin, and there's a passage from the kitchens runs right behind it.
No, I'm sure it'll suit very well.
Well, I'll be off. The gentleman will be arriving any minute.
Hello there, Lever. How's the soup kitchen?
Good evening, Your Grace.
Yeah, well, here we are again. Come for our fish pud.
I hope everything will be to your satisfaction, Your Grace.
I hope so. What? Heads will roll otherwise, eh?
If you'll excuse me, Your Grace.
Oh, yes, yes, you pop off. Make sure they don't burn it. What? There they all are. All the jolly old waiters all lined up against the wall as usual. Look as though they're going to be shot, eh, Audley?
Very good, Charlotte.
You want to review 1 pound? You're the senior military man present.
No.
Ah. Good Lord. Thought Colonel was going to speak then. That'll be a turn up for the book, eh? Never thought of the cavalry as the silent service till I met you, Pound. Well, I'll do it myself, then. Screw the old eyeglass in the eye. Like a proper brigadier. Let's have a shufti.
Yes.
What are you doing, skulking behind a pillar?
Oh, sorry.
Stand up straight. Good. Big fella, aren't you?
Your Grace, yes.
Right. Now... What about you? Know your face? You've been here before.
11 years, Your Grace.
Ah, I thought so. Right, right. Well, dismiss. Huh? Off you go,
Thank you, sir.
Right, gentlemen. Come to the table.
Let's be seated. Nice evening. Let's have a look at the wines. Let's see. Fizz, the Widow, 1902. Now, Clarence.
Father Brown.
Oh, Mr. Lever, I hope your guests all is well.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
I thought you must be hungry. I've brought you something.
Oh, that's very good of you. But you see, being Friday, I'm not supposed to eat.
Ah, it's the fish pie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's fine. Oh, it smells delicious. One moment. There isn't...
What?
Those feet. I keep hearing...
hearing them, but I just can't place them. That heavy, slow step. At first I thought it was you.
Oh, no, not me.
No, no. The only creature on earth that walks like that is a gentleman of Western Europe.
Western Europe?
Yes, and probably one who's never worked.
Oh.
No, it's the other step that worries me. Is he much lighter? As feverish as a rat, almost noiseless, like a man walking on tiptoe.
Oh, I'm sure I don't know, Father Brown. It doesn't seem very unusual to me.
Oh.
Would you like something to drink? We have seltzer water and lemonade. I always keep some for you people, ever since we had the American clergyman here.
Lemonade? American clergyman? Yes, most kind, but please don't. No, thank you.
Oh, sorry. Would you like some wine? Oh. It's only that the American clergyman was most rigorous about, you know,
yes,
not to...
Yes, you see, that's where we differ theologically. The priest of my particular persuasion... Well, you see, we remember our founder's first miracle was changing the water into wine, and not the other way round. Yes, some wine would be...
Oh, get Hector to bring it to you. Oh. Oh, he's a bit cut up, you know. Give him something to do. Moulin au vent, all right?
Oh, yes.
Right, I must get off. The gentleman, you know. Anything you want?
Oh.
Oh, good. Fine.
Thank you, waiter. I say, Audley, you're supposed to know about politics. You know what did Northcliffe's rags say about you? The man the empire needs, eh?
Oh, lot of sauce, really.
Well, what's his name? New Chancellor of the Exchequer. What's he like? Supposed to be more red than Keir Hardie.
He's an interesting fellow, Charlie. Writes rather good poetry, as a matter of fact.
Poetry? Good Lord.
Minor stuff, but not half bad.
You know what the country's coming to?
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing, Colonel. He's got a damn good seat. I was out with him with the corn last season. Left me, I can tell you.
Your Grace?
No more, thank you, waiter. Got to leave room in the old tum for the fish port.
Soup, Your Grace.
Soup! Ah! Now that's more like it. Know a poem about soup? Soup! Of the evening, beautiful soup. What? Who wrote that, eh, Tennyson? Your chance of the Exchequer, fellow Wardley.
Charlie, you're incorrigible. I don't believe for one moment.
Come in. Father Brown.
Ah.
I brought you some wine, sir.
Yes, you must be Hector.
Yes. Did you hear that? On the other side of the wall, the footsteps, very quick. And now slow and steady.
Yeah, yes, it's a passage from the kitchen to the dining room, sir.
They've gone. Yeah, you better have a glass of wine yourself. From the look of you, you need it.
Oh, thank you. I've never seen anyone like that before.
Like?
Dying.
Ah, yes. I've seen all too many. If it's any consolation, when he actually died, he was at peace.
Yes. Oh, the letter to Italy, I mustn't keep you.
No, don't go. There he is again.
What? It sounds to me like two different people.
Yes. Yes, I thought of that, but there's a slight creak in the boots. I'm sure they're the same pair.
Cracking good fish pie, they can't do it like that anywhere but here.
Nowhere extraordinarily except here. It was represented to me that the same could be done at the Café Anglais. Nothing like it, sir. Nothing like it.
Overrated place.
The Colonel has spoken. What's the matter with that waiter? Did you see that? Popped in as brisk as you like, looked over here, went white, and popped out again.
Another one now, peeping round the door.
Another? Well, I'll be blown.
That splendid work young Mucha's doing in Burma. No other nation in the world...
Boy, what the devil's going on?
I'm extremely sorry, Colonel. But Your Grace, Matt is prepared to have a word with you. It's very important.
Well, certainly.
You will pardon me, Your Grace. Gentlemen, I have great apprehensions. Your fish plates, they are cleared away with a knife and fork on them.
Well, I hope so.
You see the waiter who took them away? You know him?
Know the waiter? Certainly not.
Well, I never met him. I don't know when or why he came. I sent my waiter to collect the plates and he found them already gone.
Do you mean that somebody has stolen our silver fish service? Are all the waiters there?
Yes, yes, they're all here, Colonel. I always count them as I review them. Never been more than 15 waiters and there were 15 tonight. No more and no less.
Wait on? You say you saw all my 15 waiters?
Uh-huh.
Are you sure? 15 of them?
As usual? What's the matter with that?
Nothing. Huh? Only you never did.
What?
One of them's lying dead upstairs, Your Grace.
Oh, I'm most terribly sorry. Is there anything one can do?
Oh, he's had a priest, thank you, sir.
That's whatever my strong point. But if there were 15 of them lined up and only 14 live waiters, we're left with one extra, and he must be the thief. Gentlemen, down to the front and back doors and secure everything. The 24 pearls are worth recovering, apart from being made into some damn fool.
At your command, old boy. Come on, Audley. What? This is a lark.
I will, sir.
Now, Lever, I want all your chaps on parade in here, printed and jolly.
Sir?
Quickly, man, quickly, all the waiters and cooks and what have you, in here. Silence on parade.
Before I went down, I looked down the stairs and he wasn't there at all.
That goes for you too, Charlie.
Yeah, sorry, Colonel.
Right, Lever, at the lock.
Yes, Colonel, I think so.
Patron, what about Hector?
Where's Hector? Anyone seen Hector?
He was not downstairs by the sink.
Who is this Hector?
Oh, he's an American, a plonger.
A what?
A dishwasher. He's only been here a fortnight.
Hector what? What's his surname?
Well, how do I know? He's a dishwasher. Everyone just calls him Hector.
Did he know about the silver?
He was with Giovanni, he's the one who died. When Giovanna, he was cleaning it.
Well, it looks like we must find Hector.
Sorry for butting, Colonel, but I think that chap behind you wants to say something. Little fellow in black, he's just come in.
Yes, I must apologize for interrupting, gentlemen, but I think perhaps I have what you're looking for.
You?
Good Lord. Valuable thing to deposit in the cloakroom, aren't they?
Did you steal those things?
Oh. Well, at least I'm bringing them back again. But to make a clean breast of it, I didn't.
Did you catch the fellow who did steal them?
Oh, yes. Yes. I caught him with an unseen hook and an invisible line, which is long enough to stretch to let him wander to the end of the world, and still to bring him back with a twitch upon the thread. Yes. I wrestled for his soul, and he repented of his crime.
Oh, I say! Repented of his crime, eh, did he? Has it been ripe, eh?
Yes, yes. Odd, isn't it? That a thief and vagabond should repent, while many who are rich and secure remain hard and frivolous and without fruit for God and man? Yes. Now, no doubt you're anxious to continue with your meal, and I have a letter to post. If you doubt the penance, there are the knives and forks. Yes, good evening, gentlemen.
What a funny little cove, Colonel.
That was damn bad form, Charlie. I'm going after him to apologize.
Padre! 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 Padre!
Yes?
Look here, I'm very sorry about that rudeness. Stupid young blighter.
Oh.
I'd like to apologize to you on behalf of the club. Pound's the name. Colonel Pound.
No, there's really no need.
And I'd also like to thank you for getting our silver back from that Yankee fellow.
Yankee fellow?
What's his name? Hector. Doesn't seem to have a surname. Fellow disappeared.
Oh, no, dear, there seems to be some confusion. No, Hector didn't steal your cutlery.
Oh.
He disappeared because I took the liberty of telling him to go home. Well, he had a very distressing day, and he's very young. Mind you, he did play a part in the theft. No, an accidental part.
Mm-hmm.
He had the misfortune to share a taxi cab with a man in evening dress. Now, poor Hector wasn't to know that when he chatted on to this man, he was talking to one of the most audacious thieves in Europe.
Really?
Yes, but I'm sorry I'm keeping you from your dinner.
Dinner be hanged. I want to hear the end of this. Is there somewhere we can talk?
Well, Mr. Lever was kind enough to lend me a room for a private matter. If you'd like to, it is just along here.
Yes, yes. After you, my dear fellow.
Yes. Do you know, Colonel, this archangel of impudence who stole your forks walked up and down this very passage 20 times in the blaze of all the lamps
in the glare of all eyes?
Good God.
Don't ask me what he was like. You yourself have seen him 6 or 7 times tonight. Yes, this way, along here. You see, Colonel, I was shut up in this small room. It's along here to the left.
Good Lord, the place is a maze.
Yes. I was doing some writing when I heard a pair of feet in the passage doing a dance that was, in its way, as queer as the dance of death. The heavy steps I recognised, they were, if you'll excuse me, very like yours.
Oh.
It was the walk of a well-fed gentleman waiting for something who strolls about because he's physically alert rather than mentally impatient.
But there were other steps?
Yes, funny little steps, definitely made by the same man. Now, what wild creature, I thought, tears about on tiptoe in that extraordinary style. Then I remembered Mr. Lever saying he found nothing unusual in those footsteps. Of course not. I realise he hears them every day, all day. It was the walk of a waiter. That walk with the body slanted forward, and the eyes looking down, the ball of the toe spurning the ground, and coattails and napkins flying. Now, why should the same person sound like a gentleman one moment and a waiter the next?
Wait a second. Think I'm ahead of you. You say the thief wore evening dress.
Yes.
So do waiters. When he was with us, he pretended to be the 15th waiter. After all, we can't tell one waiter from another. Then when the waiters were about, he paid the gentleman. That's a thought. I suppose they can't tell us apart either.
Exactly. Now, his worst moment was when the waiter stood in a row. But even then, he contrived to lean against a pillar, so that for that important instant, the waiters thought him a gentleman, while the gentlemen thought him a servant. The rest of the time, he was either serving at table or strolling about as a gentleman. It was no new thing to the waiters for a member of the smart set to pace about wherever he chooses.
Fair enough, but tell me, how did you actually catch him?
Ah, here we are. Now, do come in. There we are. Please, sit down here.
Thank you.
Now then, I was sitting here, like this, when I heard the same footsteps again, only this time they were not in the passage behind us, but in the main corridor in front, running like a hare and heading towards the main door. I went through into the cloakroom. The attendant wasn't there, and I'm afraid I slipped his coat on. But my costume is rather conspicuous.
Me head and coat, please. A client I have to dash off, don't you know? Here's my ticket, number 4.
Very good, sir. Here they are, sir.
Look here, I haven't got any change. You'd better have this half sovereign.
Oh, I think, sir, you have some silver in your pocket.
Hang it, if I give you gold, why should you complain?
Because silver is sometimes more valuable than gold, that is, in large quantities.
Yeah, get out of my way.
No.
I don't want to threaten you.
I do want to threaten you. I want to threaten you with the worm that dieth not and the fire that is not quenched.
You're a rum sort of cloakroom clerk.
I am a priest, Monsieur Flambeau.
What? How do you... The little priest. You again. It must be fate.
Fate? Do you know what the English King Alfred wrote in his copy of Boethius? I say, as do all Christian men, that it is a divine purpose that rules and not fate. Now, Monsieur Flambeau, I am ready to hear your confession.
So, what did the fellow say to you?
Oh, that must be where the story ends. Colonel, your health.
Yours, Padre.
Now, as to whether he gave the cutlery back in a spirit of true penitence or out of a sort of sporting spirit, I'm not sure. A crime is like any other work of art. Oh, Colonel, don't be so surprised. Every work of art, divine or diabolic, has one indispensable mark. I mean, that the centre of it is simple, however much the fulfilment may be complicated. Thus in Hamlet, let us say, the grotesqueness of the gravedigger, the flowers of the mad girl, the grin of the skull, are all oddities in a sort of tangled wreath round the one plain, tragic figure of a man in black.
Gentlemen, be upstanding. His Majesty King Edward.
King Edward. God bless him.
Yeah.
upstairs.
Ah, cigars, waiter.
Hello, darling.
Oh, hello, Colonel. Where have you been?
King.
Here, have one of these Romeo and Juliettes. Old Audley here wants to start some new ceremony, don't you know?
Yes.
In honor of the fox being saved.
Oh.
Any ideas?
I should suggest that henceforward we wear green coats instead of black.
A good idea.
I don't know.
Just one thing. Why do you suggest that, old boy?
Stop us looking like waiters.
Hang it all. A gentleman never looks like a waiter. Mm.
Nor a waiter like a gentleman, I suppose.
In The Queer Feet by G.K. Chesterton, the part of Father Brown was played by Andrew Sachs. Flambeau, Olivier Pierre. Colonel, Nat Brenner. Duke, Christopher Scott. Lever, David Graham. Hector, Kerry Shale. Doctor, David Sinclair. Giovanni, Arnold Diamond. Jean-Pierre, Robin Summers. Audley, Alan Thompson. The Queer Feet was adapted by John Scottney and directed in Bristol by Alec Reed.